The Amazing Adventures of Uncle Ben. This story is called Uncle Ben and the Egg. One day, Uncle Ben was walking around in the field. He heard some birds squawking in the distance. Of course, most people don't understand what birds are saying when they're squawking. They just think they're making noises. But Uncle Ben can understand them perfectly. Today, a bird, whose name was Abigail, she was saying how much fun it is to fly up really high in the sky, see some humans below, and then do a big poo right on their head. Uncle Ben laughed at this and thought, yes, indeed, it would be funny to be able to fly and do poos on people's heads. Uncle Ben walked on through the fields, happily whistled a little hello to the two birds. He then tripped up and fell right head over heels into a complete somersault, landing on his... He got up, turned around, and saw what had caused him to fall over. It seemed to be a big white football. He got up and went towards it. Oh, it was solid. Uncle Ben thought, I'll have that. I'm going to put that in my front room. So he picked up the white football-shaped object and took it home with him. Well, he came back and he put it on his couch. And then he saw that outside, the washing was getting wet. So he rushed out, grabbed up all the clothes, and then he was a bit tired. So he put all the clothes on the settee with the white football and just dumped it all on there and then went out to go bowling. Well, later he came back and he was sitting down watching a bit of TV, and then he heard this noise. What on earth is that noise? Where is it coming from? He listened again and he turned the telly off. The noise seemed to be getting louder. He got up, he looked around, he couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And then he looked at the clothes. The clothes seemed to be making a noise. Well, what was that? Uncle Ben lifted the clothes, threw them on the floor, and then saw the white football. But now the football was shaking. What on earth is this? He looked at it, and then all of a sudden, a small claw came out of it. The football seemed to have broken, and it cracked. Actually, looked at it now, he realised it was a huge football-sized egg. One claw came out, and then a crack, crack, and another one came out. And then all of a sudden, a beak, followed by a little head. It looked like a lizard had just came out of the egg. Uncle Ben then realised that by putting all the clothes on top of the egg, he'd incubated it. So it'd probably been in that field for years, hundreds of years, thousands of years. And now he'd brought it home and left it under the clothes, which had warmed it up, and it had hatched. A little lizard popped out, and then it started going, ah! Oh, the poor little mite was hungry. Now, not entirely sure what you give lizards. Some milk, I suppose. So he made a little saucer of milk and gave it to the little lizard, and the lizard went, and then Uncle Ben saw he had some beef burgers in there, and he chopped up the beef burgers into small little bits and gave it to the lizard. Well, the lizard liked this quite a lot. Much more than the peas and carrots a minute ago he'd tried to give the lizard. Well, the lizard just turned his nose up and went, which I assume meant no. I decided to call the lizard Trevor. Well, for the next month, Uncle Ben had great fun with Trevor. Trevor, in fact, was very intelligent, much cleverer than your average dog. Great fun walking Trevor on a lead round the park. Well, as the month grew, Trevor got bigger. He started off the size of a very small dog, and by 2 weeks, he was the size of a small boy of about 6, and by the end of the month, he was as big as Uncle Ben. Well, I'm not sure how big lizards grow, but this one seemed an awfully big lizard. And when Uncle Ben was taking him for walks in the evening, he got some very unusual looks, because man-sized lizards are in fact extremely rare. Uncle Ben looked through the encyclopedia looking for lizards. No, there didn't seem to be any lizards that could stand on their hind legs and grew to human size after a month. And as Uncle Ben was looking through the encyclopedia, he came across the section for D, dinosaurs. Well, actually, now you come to mention it, Trevor did look a little bit like a dinosaur, a big lizard. look through the dinosaurs that look like lizards. Well, it wasn't a Diplodocus. They have very long necks. Triceratops, now they're very pointy. And then he saw the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the king of the dinosaurs, the biggest dinosaur. He looks a bit like a T-Rex, but a lot smaller. Surely he's not. I haven't found a dinosaur egg in the park, have I? Oh my goodness, how big is he going to get? Well, over the months, Trevor grew and grew and grew and grew. After 2 months, he was as big as 3 Uncle Bens and half the size of a house. Well, now it was becoming a little bit difficult to walk Trevor as people got terribly frightened. I remember walking through the park one day and everyone I came to were running off. They went and got the police, but luckily me and Trevor hid up a tree and the police thought that all the people were mad and told them to go home and stop making up stories about dinosaurs. Well, luckily, Trevor could sleep in the day and he slept near a tall tree in Uncle Ben's garden so no one could see him. And then at night, once it got dark, Uncle Ben would take Trevor and would walk him in the park. And in fact, when Trevor got so big, almost as tall as the house, 10 meters high, well, at this point, he couldn't keep up with Trevor because Trevor would gallop around and he would just run off and leaving Uncle Ben running behind. Of course, you couldn't lose Trevor because he made so much noise because he was so big. What happened if I put a horse saddle on Trevor? I could then gallop around the park with him. Initially, Trevor was a bit unsure about it and he gave a lot of growls. I patted him on the head a bit and gave him some of his favourite beef burgers. I put the saddle on and then said, "Giddy up!" Trevor just stood there. "Go, dinosaur!" He still stood there. And then Trevor leapt up and ran. When we ran up to the house, we jumped right over the house. And we went crashing down the street. In a couple of times, Trevor actually stood on a car and crushed it flat. Well, we made a lot of noise, but by the time people came to the windows, we were already gone. Galloped down the street. As we were rampaging down the street, I thought, remember a bully at school? I thought, perhaps it would be quite amusing to pay a little visit with me riding Trevor. But we went up to the house. At this point, I told Trevor, I reined him in a bit and made him walk a bit more quiet. We went up to the window of the boy, and then we knocked on the window. He then came to the window, and then Trevor let out the biggest roar I've ever heard. Bully Dominic, he screamed and screamed, and he was so frightened his hair turned completely white. Me and Trevor then galloped off into the park and had a great time, leaping around, jumping over trees. We had a great time, and then we came back. Fortunately, Trevor was getting a bit restless whilst Uncle Ben was at work. There was trouble because I kept reading in the newspaper that some of the local animals had gone missing, and people had heard a lot more thunderstorms in the area. And then one day I came back. In Trevor's mouth was a body of the old man, the miserable old man who lived up the road. Well, I said, "Trevor, no, you can't eat him." Well, initially, Trevor shook his head and he was going, "Rah!" Then I managed to hit Trevor on the nose with a stick and he dropped the old man. Well, I took him back to his house. He was frightfully scared. Well, luckily, no one believed the old man's story of being attacked by a Tyrannosaurus Rex, a dinosaur that had been extinct over thousands of years, and almost eaten, but then saved and spat out. Well, I realised at this point I couldn't really look after Trevor. He was basically too big. It's the problem there, you know, dinosaurs, they want to be dinosaurs and eat people, and so I wondered what I could do with Trevor. Could I take him to the forest, or maybe to the... And then I saw that there was a show called Walking with Dinosaurs. Mechanical dinosaurs came out into the theatre and they would roar and wander around. And then I had the brilliant idea. Well, why don't I give them Trevor, the dinosaur, and then people would think he's actually a fake robot dinosaur. And they won't ever realise that down there he's actually a real dinosaur. So I went and saw the people and explained that I actually had a real dinosaur. I know they were a bit shocked and didn't believe me. And then I introduced Trevor to them and they all got scared and ran off. And then they came back and they said, brilliant plan. So Trevor now performs on stage every week with the Walking with Dinosaurs show, and he comes out and he growls and he roars at people, and everyone claps and gets scared, and they can't believe how realistic he looks. And I went and saw this show, and in one part Trevor was roaring to the crowd, and he looked up and he winked at me. So if you see that show, Walking with Dinosaurs, come to a place near you, just try and look at all the dinosaurs, because one of them will look very lifelike indeed.